This could be considered a track.
Right. Not really, though. We don't want to do that.
Like, it's beautiful.
This is a little intro, you know.
Brian?
All right, here we go. Countdown time.
1, 2, 3, go.
Okay, boys.
Do it!
Welcome back to Jokerman Podcast, the podcast that is the Jokerman podcast about the Beach Boys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Keeps going, regardless of how sick one or both of us are at any given moment.
Yeah. The Beach Boys were kind of in that position, too, at this point in time.
That's true, especially at this moment.
I don't care what you do, but you're making more of these fucking songs.
Get me more pictures of Spider-Man.
More pictures. Yeah. That is what I imagine it being exactly like chomping on a big cigar, just being like, more songs about surfing.
And that is exactly what they delivered, and especially maybe never more so than on their third record, the second record of 1963, and maybe the final summation of the Beach Boys as America's number one surfing group, although it doesn't say that on the cover anymore. That's just understood at this point.
Right.
Surfer Girl.
It's called Surfer Girl.
Surfer Girl. we're iterating on the theme. We had our Surfing Safari, then we had Surfing USA. Now, what if I were to tell you there is a girl?
What if there was a surfing
surfer
girl? Yeah, I'm Evan, by the way. I didn't say that.
I'm Ian.
I think this record is not as good as the other ones in some ways.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to have... Well, I thought this was going to... We were saying this is going to be a short one because we both feel like shit, but maybe this is going to be a long one because, to me, I think Surfer Girl is clearly the strongest of this initial three record run. Yeah, absolutely.
See, I think I can understand why you feel that way. I think I can even sort of get that for myself. I could make myself see it that way, but there is a little twinge that tells me maybe not, and I want to explore that by being leaning into it a little bit, just wondering, like, what is that still small voice harmonizing in my head that says it's not as good?
Well, we can indeed explore it. Surfer Girl comes out September 1963. Just a few short months, about 5-6 months after Surfing USA. And what I love in particular is that it comes out like 3 weeks before their next record, which is Little Deuce Goop. The song, of course, has already appeared on a record, on this record, in fact. But the next album ends up being called Little Deuce Goop, and it's just there again. And it comes out literally 3 weeks after Surfer Gold. Whoever was in charge of Capitol, you know, A&R at this moment in time, they were bungling it. But they went into the studio, Brian and the Boys, you know, just a couple months after Surfing USA. And Surfing USA had become the biggest surf record on the planet. The Beach Boys legit were America's number one surf group. And so that afforded Mr. Brian Wilson a little more latitude, a little more flexibility when he wanted to go into the studio. He was able to move the sessions out of Capitol and do his own recording at his own spots and kind of control things a little bit more. And that, to me, is, I think, why I start to respond to this record more so, because it really does start to feel like a Brian. To me, this feels much more like a Brian Wilson production than the first two records do, which do, you know, you get that feeling, that flavor here and there on certain songs, on certain moments of certain songs. But here, I think really from beginning to end, I can feel Brian, you know, really kind of starting to express himself and come out in the grooves.
Yeah, no, I think that's true. However, I guess maybe that there's a sense of friction or like tension. You can tell that it's maybe something that they are actively outgrowing. Like, it kind of has the vibe of hand-me-down clothes that don't fit as well anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You see them just kind of like stuffed into their little striped shirts, and it's kind of like, well, you're, what are you now? You're 20? You're a grown Boy, you're getting pretty big.
They were a whole 12 months older than they were on their very first record a year earlier.